Hundreds of people walk through the UAB School of Nursing building every day, rushing to class or trying to catch an elevator to their next stop. But if students paused for a brief moment and took a detour to the right instead of getting on the elevator, they might notice two small shadow boxes that encase yellowed and time-worn pieces of paper. Those papers are accompanied by pictures and information about who those letters were to, but more importantly, who they're written by. This collection is the Florence Nightingale exhibit, and it features letters that the school has owned since 1958 when an Alabama doctor donated them. However, as the School of Nursing Dean Doreen Harper says, the display didn't come until later.
When I arrived as dean in November of 2005 and learned that these letters were here, I was most interested in really figuring out how to get the letters out of those boxes so that our students and our faculty and our community really could have the opportunity to learn about what Nightingale had done.
Florence Nightingale is known for leading a group of volunteer nurses to care for sick and injured soldiers in the Crimean War. She also started the first secular nursing school and wrote the first nursing textbook. The letters at UAB are written to a health officer in India and a Prussian philanthropist. They deal with improving healthcare in India and war relief efforts in the Franco-Prussian and Austro-Hungarian wars. Harper says she is excited that the exhibit brings attention to these letters because they have been relatively unseen for much of their time on the university's campus.
It makes the Nightingale letters come alive so that people know it's here.
Nursing professor Summer Langston says this exhibit offers students a firsthand look at nursing history and does so by incorporating modern technology. Next to the actual letters are two iPads protruding from each sidewall that have digitized copies of the originals.
You can kind of scroll through things and look the way that the inscriptions are included on the walls. Just the exhibit itself is unique.
The exhibit is in a small hallway directly next to highly trafficked elevators on the first floor of the building, so many students, faculty, and staff pass by it every day.
Oh, that's cool. I wonder if these are the real letters. They're pretty old-timey looking.
That's Amita Loebser. She's a nursing student at UAB. Loebser says she passed by the exhibit but hadn't stopped to look.
She's got hard handwriting to read.
For those who find Nightingale's handwriting too difficult to decipher, each iPad contains a Word document in an easy-to-read font. Still, the conventions of late 1800s letter writing jumps out to Loebser.
I guess we think so much about how fast communication moves now that back then they had to kind of like recap what the letter was about because I bet they forgot by the time they actually got the letter and got a reply.
Loebser says everyone involved with nursing should always have Florence Nightingale in the back of their minds as an example of professional dedication. She's also a bit sorry that she hadn't noticed the exhibit or noted Nightingale's undertakings.
But unfortunately, most of the time we're in such a hurry, we barely get to stop. But that was probably their original intent, for it to be, you know, an exhibition, but also a daily reminder of the inspiration Florence Nightingale gives us.
It's a reminder for all UAB nursing students. They won't just know where they are going, they'll know where the field has been. For WBHM, I'm Russ Timothy.